This is Grow Omaha, the only radio show that talks about economic development, construction, business expansion, and all of those things that make Omaha a great place to live or visit. Grow Omaha on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Well, good morning and welcome to the show. Jeff Beals here at your service. Glad that you have joined us. This is the only show in the entire metro area devoted to the growth and development of your favorite city. We're brought to you by D&M Roofing, dandmroofing.com, and Dingman's Collision Center with four locations around the metro area. Without any further ado, I want to bring on my co-host, a man we affectionately know as the legendary real estate deal maker, Trenton Magid.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Jeff.
Well, Trenton, it was a good week at our company, NAINP Dodge. We did a little bit of team building and bonding. We had our Top Golf outing on Tuesday. And I could say that while you and I, you know, do a pretty decent job in the business world, and we're not bad on the radio, it's probably a good thing you and I are not golfers.
Well, the only good thing to come out of that, besides team building, of course, which is most important, was I beat the rest of my team solely because my colleague Brian Hartman, I accidentally golfed for him, and so he golfed for me, and so he beat himself.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense because I was at a different station.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this in a bad way because you know I love you, respect you, and admire you, and you've got this unending list of talents.
Thank you.
Golf's not one of them. And so I came over and saw you on the number one spot on the leaderboard. I went, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
How is this possible? For a while, I was on the number one leader spot, and I think a couple of the games I ended up second. And I just told the guys that I was golfing with that they are driving with that they should be utterly humiliated to lose to me.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you and I ranked.
But do you know why I won? Because I just closed my eyes and swung the club, and those guys were all like trying to go for the furthest
well, it means
green.
You hit the ball.
Yeah, that's true. At any rate. Hey, by the way, we are going to get into our news of the week, which is brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, eaglemortgagecompany.com.
Trent and Jeff almost did something athletic. That's pretty good news right there.
Darn near. Yeah. Darn near. It was ugly. But at any rate, we're going to go into our news of the week, and we really do appreciate Eagle Mortgage bringing this to you. They've been bringing this news to you for several years right now, very dedicated to our show and to the community and to the local economy, and of course, they're dedicated to their customers. And if you're thinking about buying a house, give them a call, sit down with one of their mortgage brokers. You can reach out to them either by telephone or online or in person at their office at 114th and Davenport, but they do an outstanding job regardless of whether you're going to go conventional FHA, VA loan, very customer-centric. And we've talked to so many listeners over the years who've said, thank you for telling us about Eagle Mortgage because they really took care of us as we found our new house. You can find them online at eaglemortgagecompany.com. Well, Trenton, for the last several months, we have told people that a major construction project in Northwest Omaha at 114th and State Street, or basically Highway 133 and
Blair
State
High
Street,
Road.
Blair High Road, was going to be a third metro area Google campus. Well, Google made that official this week. They made an announcement in Papillion by their more further along data center campus than the one in Northwest Omaha. Governor Ricketts was there. Mayor Stothert from Omaha was there. Mayor Black from Papillion was there. And Google basically announced that it would invest $750 million into Nebraska. That includes this brand new 1.4 million square foot data center in Northwest Omaha. Also, increases to its existing and already under construction Papillion data center.
Yeah, and if you include those buildings, the mini campus on Veterans Memorial Highway, was it Highway 275
yep.
in Council Bluffs, that would be the fourth.
Yeah, because that was the original one. Those were
some warehouses they bought.
Yeah, those were a couple of existing spec warehouses that were built years ago. Google took those over, turned it into a data center. They then purchased 1,000 acres to the southeast, and they have been building on that for some time. And by the way, I was reading an article that the CEO of Google released this week talking about its $9.5 billion of spending that it'll invest in offices and data centers. And in the article, it mentioned significant investments in its Nebraska data centers, but also Council Bluffs. So the 1,000-acre one in Council Bluffs continues to grow, and there's more construction coming to that. Then the third one was the Papillion one, which has been under construction for, what, maybe 2 years now?
Easy.
And still far from being done. And then they have yet to go vertical with any buildings at 114th and State. That data center is still being graded, but my guess is you're going to start to see something vertical pretty soon. Google, just like Facebook, just like Amazon, which have built big things in Omaha lately, the speed at which they build big projects is impressive.
Absolutely. And I remember when $9.5 billion was a lot of money.
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this recently for a little bit of perspective. When ConAgra built its riverfront campus in the late 80s, you and I were in college, and everyone talked about it being a $60 million project. And everyone thought, my God, a $60 million project. Now, like, the Mutual of Omaha Tower will be $440 million.
We have friends that we hang out with that do $60 million apartment projects, like, okay.
That's a $60 million apartment project. But yeah, so it just shows you in the course of 30 or 40 years how big these projects have become. You know, the other thing was, you know, 30 or 40 years, no one had even conceived that there would be companies like Facebook and Amazon and Google pouring billions of dollars into the Omaha metro area.
Out of control.
So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not, if you are a construction nerd like I am, and Trenton sometimes is, and you have not driven by that new future Google data center campus in Northwest Omaha, give yourself a treat this weekend and drive by it. Like Trent said, Blair High Road and State Street, just drive around it. It's just impressive to see the scope and breadth of the grading going on there. And, of course, don't forget, just to the south of the Papillion Google data center, Facebook is still blowing up. More construction on the south side of that data center. So it's all pretty impressive. All right, Trenton, there is new signage on the Blackstone Plaza building. This is the former Kiewit headquarters before they moved to North Downtown. It remains the place where Warren Buffett has his offices. But this is the building at about 36th and Farnham. It's 15 stories tall. A lot of renovations lately and some cool stuff happening there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess I'll give him a shout out. You know, John Lund is a faithful listener to our show, and people know that name. And I don't like to give him too many kudos because he likes it.
Well, you don't want him to get fat-headed.
Yeah, absolutely. But I did work with him and his son, Connor. They've done a beautiful job renovating, buying that property with a group and painting it black. And I actually, with Spencer...
More like charcoal, wouldn't you say?
Kind of charcoal, yeah. Spencer Morris and I represented a client of ours and took the 12th floor, so suite 1200. And it's a beautiful space. They've got a private elevator that goes up to the cloud room, which is a really neat renovated space for events and things like that.
I've done speeches in the cloud room over the years.
The views are amazing. And Walter and Suzanne Scott used to live in the penthouse up there. I don't know if Walter Scott or if Peter Kiewa was alive when they had that or not, but whether he lived up there. But anyway, that building has a great common area as they're totally renovating it. Channel 6 is putting their is going to be attached, and they'll be part of their headquarters will be there. But they have common amenities with fresh food and things like that, exercise facility and everything. But so that's called Kiewit. Or excuse me, that's called Blackstone Plaza, which is just right next to the Blackstone Hotel, now called the Cottonwood by Climpton. And we're very excited for that project.
Oh, absolutely. And such a great addition to that Blackstone area. And, of course, we have talked about this in previous shows, but plans are for the WOWT building, which is immediately west or east of that Blackstone Plaza building and abutting it to be removed and eventually turned into some taller mixed use, probably multifamily type building with a streetcar eventually going up and down that corridor. One can only imagine the number of mid and high rises that will be along that area. Of course, the empty parking lot to the west of the Kempton Cottonwood Hotel in Blackstone is going to be a 9-story mixed-use building, partially with a city-owned parking garage. That's supposed to break ground, I think, this summer, if I remember correctly. Yeah. A lot of momentum in that part of town. Well, let's go a little bit further west. The Clove apartment project is going vertical. This is a 5-story, nice-sized apartment building on the south side of Dodge at about, what would that be, maybe 78th, 79th Street, something right, like right that. There. So it's one of these pedestal buildings that we're seeing quite a few of lately, where you have the first floor made out of concrete and steel, and then they can do 4 floors above that of wood frame. They've started the wood frame on that. So once that gets going, it's not usually too much longer before those types of buildings get topped out.
And this is J Development, the same group that just finished the Swivel, which is just east of Crossroads, the Target store there, the old Furniture Row building.
That Swivel building looks awesome.
Yeah, did you see the colors they put on the north side?
Yeah, I think I love the way that one turned out. Pretty cool project. Trenton in La Vista, heavy grading underway for the Nebraska Multisports Complex. Earlier this week, you showed me a site plan where all the soccer fields are going to be. This is going to be a major boon to the economy because youth sports bring in so much money. Also, in addition to that, it sounds like that whole surrounding area around Nebraska Multisports could be getting a handful of new hotels.
Yeah, I've been involved in numerous facets of Southport area, namely Southport East, sold the land underneath the Multisport Complex 6.5 years ago, and very excited for Doug Kindig and the city of La Vista. They're doing a great job on what's going on there. Took longer than they thought, but Doug and his group really kept it alive along with the developers of Nebraska Multisports Complex. The grading is well almost done. We should have at least 5 or 6, if not more, multi-sport fields open this fall.
Already this fall?
Yeah, and then there's I've talked to a few hotel developers. I would say there's probably going to be 3 or 4 more hotels to add to the existing stock. And by the time it's built out, the Southport area in La Vista will probably have over 50% of the hotel rooms in Sarpy County.
Really? That's pretty. Because you already have Embassy Suites, Courtyard, Hampton. Is there like a Comfort?
Comfort Suites.
Suites.
Did that. My Place did that.
Yeah. There's just a lot of hotels in that area. So it makes sense. I mean, it's a busy intersection. You have Cabela's there, and then Nebraska Multisports Complex will bring in countless families every year.
So what you're going to see this year is you're going to see, obviously, parking lot more to the east or on the other side of the fields. Then you're going to see concession stands, restrooms, things like that. And then the next phase will be a field house that could have some indoor tennis and some other stuff in there as well. But there's a lot of stakeholders that are involved. KFAB's own Jim Rose is doing a lot of the fundraising for the multi-sport complex group, so that's great. And then if you go across the street, you're seeing grading around the Embassy Suites, and right as you go into Cabela's, that's a couple shopping centers, strip centers there that
Starbucks is going to be one of them.
Starbucks is going to go there. They're talking about some other restaurants and other uses. And then across the street in the newsletter, I'm sure everybody's read it by now, that came out Thursday,
romaha.com,
Smash Park. And it's a couple that own, a couple of them in Des Moines, and they're looking at a bunch of other cities, that it's about a 25,000-square-foot building on 3 acres right across from Cabela's, overflow parking on the Cabela's lot that the city owns. And imagine like a Dave & Buster's on steroids in a good way, family entertainment, live music, bar, restaurant, shuffleboard probably, pickleball, a bunch of other interactive sports. And it's a great addition to that area.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week, and so I did a little bit of research on Smash Park. The original location
is not one of those places where you go and throw a flat screen TV or a brick at a glass wall or something like that.
Funny that you should say that, because when you first said the name, that's exactly what I thought it was, one of those smash businesses.
Yeah.
And or where you beat things with a baseball bat. Not that we condone that.
Yeah, we're a head covering.
So I looked it up, and the original location is in Des Moines, Iowa. Very popular there, the pickleball courts, and it really is quite the complex. Looks like they have one coming to Pella, Iowa, and then maybe the Twin Cities in addition to this new one planned for Omaha. But that'll be a fun place, and people really enjoy it. And we posted that on the Grow Omaha newsletter this week. And then a lot of times I'll take one of the restaurant related, because it has a full restaurant in it, one of the restaurant related stories from our newsletter, and I'll put it on Omaha Food Lovers. And it's always interesting because Omaha Food Lovers is a very engaged Facebook group with a huge number of people. And it was interesting just to see the number of people who had been to the one in Iowa and loved it and can't wait for them to join the lineup.
You don't see something new in any market very often. And this is something that is actually new. I mean, there's a lot of places that are planning pickleball and, you know, different event centers and different concert venues and stuff like that. But I think this will be a great location. You're going to have so many hotels and you're going to have so many. I was talking to a friend of mine who said that they're going to Des Moines with a baseball, their kids' baseball team. And when you go on to a baseball tournament in Des Moines, that's one of the stops where you take the kids is Smash Park. So here we have all these multi-sport fields coming up, getting open. And Smash Park's a great complement to that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it'll be fun just to see how that whole area takes off when you inject thousands and thousands of youth athletes every year into that area. Hey, last thing before we take the break, a semi-truck hit the Satellite Motel. Now, sadly, it sounds like someone was hurt here, but hopefully it'll be okay. But the Satellite Motel is a...
In the truck, not in the hotel, right?
Yeah, in the truck. This is a relic of the 1950s when Highway 275 L Street there was one of the ways that you got across the country. And if you haven't been by there, I mean, it is a classic old 1950s era motel. And I certainly hope that the structural integrity hasn't been compromised because that's a landmark I want to keep.
I had a nightmare last night of investigators over there with a black light doing their investigations.
And on that note, that's your news of the week brought to you by Eagle Mortgage Company, eaglemortgagecompany.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Omaha being named one of the seven most up-and-coming restaurant and food cities. Several other things to talk about as well. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by Dingman's Collision Centers and D&M Roofing. Back in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
From local and national news to podcasts and videos from our hosts, connect with News Radio 1110 KFAB on Facebook before they kick us off.
And welcome back to the show, Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and Dingman's Collision Center.
Oh, thanks, Jeff, for that segue. sorry, I was watching the news up here on the screen, ladies and gentlemen. It's a visual.
You're going to talk about Dingman's Collision Center.
Dingman's Collision Center is not just bodywork, Jeff. They're not responsible for my body, thank God. But basically...
But you know what they could do to your body?
Oh, my God, it'd be unbelievable. First, they'd have to shave me down. But then a few years ago, Dingman's family, they got into mechanical. And so over on 120th and Maple, they've got an entire building that's dedicated just to mechanical work. So I've used them for a number of cars in addition to their body work. And they do fabulous work and very responsive. And they lay it out for you. They work with your insurance company. And so definitely check out Dingman's, not just for your bodywork, but also for your car's mechanical.
Well, you know, we talk about restaurants here a lot, partly because Trenton and I are both self-professed food addicts, but also listeners love the entertainment and the fun that comes from Omaha's fantastic culinary scene. And we got a little bit of outside affirmation lately as to just how good it is around here. Food and Wine Magazine has named Omaha as one of seven cities on its list of America's Next Great Food Cities. And basically, these cities are, and I don't believe there's any order, although it's not alpha order, so maybe it is
an
order.
We'll take it because we're like three, aren't we?
Yeah, we're third. Okay, so let's go. Number one, Cincinnati, Ohio. Number two, Boise, Idaho. Number three, Omaha. Number four, Indianapolis, Indiana. Five, Jersey City, New Jersey. Six, Tucson, Arizona. And seven, Charlotte, North Carolina. So basically the criteria, they wanted large enough cities that people had heard of, but not basically your New York and San Francisco and Chicago and L.A., which have already been known for having amazing restaurants. So pretty cool. Here are some of the things the Food and Wine magazine article said about Omaha. Here goes. Storied steakhouses have been joined by a new wave of restaurants. The article starts off in its section about Omaha and then goes on to say, and the best ice cream for miles around. My guess is they were probably talking about Coneflower.
Absolutely.
So a couple other things. First of all, they talk about the Reuben being invented here. Trenton, you have a little bit of a family tie
Absolutely.
To that. Your great-grandfather's hotel was where the Reuben was invented. So they talked a little bit about that. And they also talked about how the Blackstone Hotel has been renovated and turned into the Kempton Cottonwood Hotel. Very cool stuff. And then it highlights some other restaurants that are in the Blackstone area. Like El Arapon, Kathmandu Momo Station, Scriptown Brewing Company, Crescent Moon, Coneflower Creamery, and Archetype Coffee. And then a few other things. It mentions Au Courant in Benson, a few other places. So some real nice affirmation for Omaha's restaurant scene there.
I love the creativity, and it certainly helps to have Metro's Culinary Institute, that a lot of these great chefs have. You always get great service and great chefs in Omaha, but it seems like we've really opened up the creative outlet for restaurants, and people eat out here. We're a food town. There's no question about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, in our newsletter each week, and you can sign up for the newsletter at growomaha.com and click on Market Report, we always lead with restaurant news.
Don't cost nothing.
What, the restaurants don't, or the newsletter?
Yeah, you got to pay the restaurants, but the newsletter just comes in your inbox every Thursday. It's a quick read. It is smooth.
And that newsletter has been out for over a year now, and there has never once been a single issue, comes out every week, in which we've had trouble coming up with new restaurants to report. So that just shows you how dynamic and changing and growing the restaurant scene here is.
And we're almost up to 11,000 people that receive that in their inbox. People opt in every day. It's a great read. It gives you fodder for, as Jeff likes to say, cocktail party circuit. And also, you can impress your friends and family with your knowledge.
That's right. And like we said, sign up at growomaha.com. Click on Market Report in the navigation bar. And while there, you can also see every past edition going back over a year. We're going to take our middle of the show break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a Nebraska Examiner article that identified Nebraska as the top state in the nation for recession resiliency. We have a few other things coming, too, and the lightning round is just around the corner. So stay with us. You're listening to Jeff Beals and Trenton Magid on Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and Dingman's Collision Center. Back in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
A frantic news cycle with politics, war, and some good news, too. We'll be all over all of it Monday, KFAB's Morning News.
And welcome back to the show. Jeff Beals sitting next to Trenton Magid. The show is brought to you by Dingman's Collision Center and D&M Roofing. And we strongly and enthusiastically recommend D&M Roofing for any commercial or residential roofing project. Eric Obrempt, the owner over there, is a good friend of ours and does so much with his team to make sure that the business and property owners, as well as the residents of Omaha and environs, are taken care of from the top down. You know, it all starts with a roof. Some would say it all starts with the foundation, but when it comes to keeping water out of your building, it all starts with the roof. You've got to have a good roof over your head. So if you are a decision maker for a commercial building, you might want to check out D&M's preventative maintenance program. It's like no other program in the metro area. And you can find them online. That's the best way to get to them. Just go to dandmroofing.com.
Don't procrastinate.
Don't procrastinate. It's spring cleanup time. I was driving on Dodge this morning at around, maybe 69th or 70th. It's kind of where Dodge, their eastbound turns from the commercial area to the little residential area before you get to UNO, and there's a Dundee kind of monument sign, and there were all sorts of neighborhood volunteers cleaning up brush and litter and all that sort of thing. And I saw that and thought, I'm going to remind the good folks of Omaha on the radio today to do your spring cleaning. You know, we talk about this a lot. We have to keep a great image in the city. It'll help us recruit new people, recruit new businesses, attract tourists and visitors. So always do your part to keep your property and adjacent public areas as clean as possible.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be your trash for you to pick it up. I was, after the wind last night and this morning, I was picking up branches in my front yard, and there's some branches on my neighbor's lot. I don't know if it was my tree or his tree or somebody else's tree. I just picked them up, and I don't want a cookie or a medal for that. But think about what a better world this will be if you just help keep it clean.
I tell you, I have to pick up litter about every day because I live across the street from a high school, and there's something about the way the wind circulates, and God knows we've had plenty of that lately, in my backyard, the way the wind circulates. I get a pile of litter in my yard every day the wind blows. And so I'm forced to pick up litter in my yard, but I do sometimes like to go back to the common area behind my house, and I'll bring a bag, and boy, you can collect quite a bit of it. So everyone, please help us make the city look as good as possible, because we are in a very competitive situation.
Especially when Berkshire Hathaway Days comes along.
Which is next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of Warren Buffett's aficionados and groupies will be in town next week. They haven't been able to come for the last couple of years, so we want the city looking in tip-top shape. Well, it's time for our commercial real estate development spotlight brought to you by Noddle Companies. NoddleCompanies.com is where you can find them online. They do such a great job with world-class developments, not only in Omaha, but all over the United States. Of course, they're headquartered here in Omaha. You hear Jay Noddle, the CEO of the company, on our show from time to time, talking about growth and development here. And some of their big projects in Omaha include Exarban Village, Steel Ridge, Builders District, Village Point Medical Center Campus, River's Edge, and others that I'm not even thinking of. But one of the things we want to report this week is Noddle Companies has the Zurich building. This is an office building out in that cluster of Class A offices that are near that 137th, 140th and Dodge area on the north side, north of Boys Town. That building is now about 25 years old, which is hard to believe because it still looks on the outside like a brand new building. But that has been going through an extensive renovation. And total building size is about 130,000 square feet. They've leased 120,000 square feet of it just in the last few months, and a major anchor tenant will be going into that building soon. So if you're like me and have been around here a while and can remember those buildings on West Dodge being constructed, and you still think of that park as the new business park.
Absolutely.
It's one of the first buildings is 25 years old and is going through a massive renovation.
Right, we're getting old.
And that is your commercial real estate development spotlight brought to you by Noddle Companies. If you want to learn more about Noddle, just go to NoddleCompanies.com. Hey, Cindy Gonzalez, our friend at the Nebraska Examiner, had a really good article that came out about a week and a half ago. It says, Nebraska rises to the top in a national look at recession resilience. And so basically, an entity called MerchantMaverick.com ranked the states from best to worst on their unemployment rate, affordable housing, government cash reserves, basically the things that will help determine whether a state is going to weather the next recession. And most of us believe that a recession is just around the corner. Well, Nebraska was number one. Came in number one on the list.
Take it. That's a good thing to be on.
That is awesome. So here's
if
the top 10.
To be on the list, that's a good one to be on.
Yeah. Number one, Nebraska. Number two, North Dakota. Number three, Minnesota. Number four, Delaware. Number five, West Virginia. Number six, Oklahoma. Number seven, New Jersey. Number eight, Texas. Number nine, Wisconsin. And number 10, Illinois. That one surprises me a little bit.
It does.
Yeah, because it seems like all we hear about Illinois is struggles and problems economically. Right. But interesting, Upper Midwest is represented well. You got Nebraska, North Dakota, and Minnesota as your top three right there. So the Upper Midwest seems to be a good place if you are going to survive the next recession. And with that, we're going to take our final break of the hour. And after that break is over, you know what's coming. It's the Turner Construction Lightning Round, in which we talk about a lot of things in a relatively short period of time, so stay with us for that. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and Dingman's Collision.
This is Nebraska's news, weather, and traffic station. News Radio 1110 KFAB and KFAB.com and iHeartRadio station.
It's time for the lightning round here on Grow Omaha, brought to you by Turner Construction. You know Turner Construction is one of the world's biggest and most respected construction firms, and they have a major presence here in Omaha. Everything from the massive Sarpy County Data Center to your project at your business in your building. Small, medium, and big, they do it all, and they do it by putting clients' interests first. Very responsive. You know the other nice thing about Turner Construction, Trenton? They treat their people right. Their people stay with them and want to work with them because it's a good place to work.
They're well-trained and they're well taken care of.
Yeah, so if you are thinking about doing a project, definitely contact Turner. And they have an office right here in Omaha, and really you'll enjoy the people. We know the Omaha team very, very well, and we always enjoy the interactions we have with them and having them on the radio show and everything else. So we strongly recommend Turner Construction. Well, let's get into it. First, the bad news. Westwood Cinema 8 Theaters has closed.
Denny Moran, who is a former police officer, owned that for decades, and I didn't realize he still owned it, but kept it going and saw many movies there in the day, and it's time.
It was around for about 30-some years, and to go back to something you said earlier in the show, it just shows how old we are. When I was in college, I had a summer job doing a miserable telemarketing work. I would go in for 8 hours and just grind on the phones doing outbound telemarketing calls. Paid a lot of money, but I had an office. You know, the telemarketing office was right there in Westwood Plaza.
Was it Edelman?
It was. I think it was called TMI, if I remember correctly. TMI or TIM telemarketing, something like that. I suspect it's long gone. And we would sit there, and the construction of that Westwood Cinema 8 Theater was going on at that time.
Wow.
And it was our entertainment between calls. It would just look at the steel being constructed, and it was the brand new theater. And I remember going there, and it had kind of like a space age motif inside. And now
you can buy that now.
That's true. They are having an auction, and the actual date, at least as of a couple of days ago, had not been announced, but they're going to sell all the equipment in there, including 5,000 movie posters.
Absolutely.
I could imagine some people will go just for that. But, you know, movie theaters have gone through a lot of change, and, you know, now, like, for instance, the ACX 12 out on 204th Street is a good example. People don't want just a movie now. They want to have entertainment. They want to have
alcohol.
They want to have a full bar with good drinks. They want to have a restaurant. They want to have the reclining heated seats that are stadium style. You know, and going to the movies is not just the movie now. It's more of a night out in and of itself. And there's a lot of disruption in that industry, to be sure. All right. Cool new restaurant has opened in the old market. It's called Phil's Deli. It's at 1006 Howard Street. A while back, this was the longtime home of Ahmad's Persian Cuisine. I know a lot of you have been to Ahmad's. So it's right there in the old market, really close to Mr. Toad's. It's open now. Omaha's Lithuanian Bakery has created a special rye bread. So Phil's reached out, the owners of Phil's reached out to Lithuanian Bakery, and they said, we want to have the perfect bread for what's going to be our signature pastrami on rye sandwich. And so Lithuanian Bakery took the challenge and came up with something that I'm told is pretty spectacular. Have not been there yet.
We don't have a lot of delis here, and we don't have a real kosher deli that I'm aware of, other than I think the JCC does it every once in a while.
Let's go down there in the next couple weeks. You and I got to go have lunch down there and give that a try. Phil's Deli, small space, but it looks really cool. And the early returns that I've heard on it are quite positive. Franco's Fresh Mexican Restaurant is scheduled to open soon at La Vista's City Center development. According to the tagline of the restaurant, it serves authentic Mexican made with high-quality, locally sourced proteins. I think it's weird when restaurants just talk about proteins.
I don't like the word gastropub. It doesn't sound good to me at all.
It sounds like something bad that happens.
Somebody got to go to the hospital to have removed or something.
I know. I hear you. Yeah. Anyway, that's not a gastropub. Ross Dress for Less plans to open in an 18,000-square-foot space that was formerly occupied by Dress Barn at Shadow Lake Town Center in Papillion, opening planned for this fall. Ross Dress for Less, based in California. It's a chain of discount retailers. They do have several existing Omaha-area stores, 72nd and Sorenson, 170th and West Maple, L Street Marketplace, and at Kennedy Freeway and Cornhusker Road in Bellevue. And Shadow Lake Town Center's been on a bit of a roll lately.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. They've got really active leasing agents now.
Yeah, they've landed quite a few things lately. You know, I always, every time I hear something is going into a former Dress Barn space, I was never shocked when Dress Barn never quite worked out.
You want to dress like an animal?
Who the hell wants to buy their clothes at a place called Dress Barn? Well, some people did. It was in business for a long time, but the one in Papillion is now going to be a Ross Dress for Less. J.H. and Sons Clothier has opened in the former Joseph A. Bank space at One Pacific Place. This is a men's apparel store out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's supposed to be pretty nice, so a nice catch for one pack.
Replacing an apparel store.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, before Joseph A. Bank was there, I believe it was an apparel store called Harold's, which I think was more of a women's store, if I remember correctly. So that seems to be the thing to do in that space. Construction is now starting on the Porsche dealership. Porsche has a dealership as part of the Woodhouse at 66th and L. The new dealership is going to be right between the Pinnacle Bank Corp headquarters and the existing Infiniti dealership at 180th and West Dodge Road. You know, Trent, it's interesting how the upscale car brands have really gravitated to the Dodge Corridor. So we just mentioned Infiniti. You got Porsche going there. Just a little Bentley. You got Bentley, the Bentley dealership at Village Point. You go just a little bit further east. The BMW and Range Rover dealership is at Heartwood Preserve. So, it's really, Mercedes is on 144th and L, but other than that, you really are seeing the upscale brands going to the Dodge Corridor.
Took a long time.
It did. Speaking of the opposite of upscale brands, Goodwill is opening a store in South Omaha. This will be in a former Hy-Vee space at about 36th and L. Going to have an 11,000-square-foot traditional Goodwill store. There will also be a job training facility right there. So it's good to see some occupancy going into a space where we lost a grocery store. The store should open in October and the job training center in January. The music is playing, which means that sadly our time with you is coming to an end. I'm Jeff Beals.
And I'm Trenton Maggot.
You've been listening to Grow Omaha, brought to you by Dingman's Collision Center, D&M Roofing, and Turner Construction. We'll chat with you again next week at 9 o'clock right here on News Radio 1110 KFAB.